A 22-year-old Arkansas Supreme Court decision requires lawmakers to fund education before all other appropriations. Legislators had a deadline Monday to recommend funding needs to meet this so-called adequacy threshold, and they missed it. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has more on the impasse.
Lawmakers in the Education Committee were unable to agree about how much money to recommend setting aside for education. Those in favor of close to a 2-2.5% cost of living or COLA increase were mostly Democrats, like Democratic Caucus Leader Michael John Gray, who declined to give an exact figure, but said he believes districts need an increase.
Whether it be teacher salary, whether it be supplies in the classroom, or whether it be the ability of those schools to provide the correct activities, after school, summer programs, or whatever. The cost of living numbers as they've been presented, I just think that really left some questions for me.
Committee Chair Republican Bruce Cozard says he's carefully reviewed the proposed educational spending in light of adequacy requirements. He says he thinks a history of 2% COLA increases under Democratic Governor Mike Beebe led to wastefulness.
They're wanting to spend a lot of money that the state can't afford to. I know adequacy needs money, and it takes money to run it, but you should be diligent with state money and our taxpayers' money. You shouldn't just throw it away.
Cozart says Republicans on the committee want to limit spending increases to about half of what Democrats hope for. Some lawmakers speculate the governor may set education spending himself. He has until Wednesday to give an estimated budget for the state. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.